Occasionally, very occasionally, we hear somebody say, consciousness is my priority. Just saying it is a big step. But what actually is being said, without it being realized, is consciousness is my priority on my terms. And what we don't see is it's our terms that are in the way of us having a wider perspective, another level of consciousness. So we don't realize, again, what we don't realize. Our mind says, consciousness is my priority, but what it's really saying is, on the condition that, and for consciousness to expand, it has to be totally, utterly unconditional. And we can't do that through the mind, you see, because the mind's job, it's designed to take care of you within certain parameters. And it doesn't want you to go beyond those parameters because it can't take care of you there. So it's about going beyond the mind. And the process that they developed in the East is the guru. Now, at its highest point, the guru is a technique, which means the disciple says, it seems to me you are seeing things I'm not seeing. I don't know how to see them, so I'm giving you my permission to tell me how to see them. And the contract is, the guru says, I will do that, but you have to totally surrender to what I say. It's not actually surrendering to the guru. It's surrendering to what the guru says. And the reason that process is needed is to go beyond the control of the mind. And we don't really know how to do that in the West. In the East, in theory at least, it's more simple. Although it doesn't work there either. So the guru disciple is a technique. And it's a technique to go beyond the barrier of the mind of which we're not aware. If we could really see it, our behavior and our restriction, see it clearly from, let's say, outside of ourselves. Of course, but we can't see what we can't see. So the theory of going to a guru or an exalted teacher is to say, tell me what I'm not seeing, and whether I can see it or not, whether I agree or not, I will take what you say as a hypothesis, and I will be total with it. So it's a method to go beyond one's own restrictions. And it doesn't have to be a designated guru or teacher. In fact, if you're really ready to go beyond your conditions, you can have that in each moment. Every time you feel uncomfortable, you're being given an opportunity. Every time you feel upset, you're given a chance to see yourself more clearly. Every time you contract, you complain, you get angry, you get resentful, you are just being given a gift. And often that's what the guru does. Keeps identifying your buttons and pushing them. But you don't need a guru to do that. You're doing it yourself all the time. As I say, every time you contract, every time you get angry, every time you get upset, you're being given an opportunity to see yourself more clearly and be with it, not to change it. You can't change it. The very part that wants to change it is the part that is the part and won't change. It's to see it. And I'm going to say this again. You see, when you feel uncomfortable, you only allow yourself to feel a certain level of discomfort. And then you do something. It's getting too uncomfortable, so you distract yourself. You can distract yourself with sex or chocolate or meditation or, even worse, working on yourself. It's all a distraction not to feel, to feel, to feel. Because it'll get worse. If you stopping it halfway, it gets worse. Feel it. Feel it. and be ready to live with it forever. Until you get to that open end that I may never get over this and I'm going to feel it anyway. You can even do that with physical pain. Physical pain. You can have an excruciating toothache and say yes to the toothache. You go to the ache and you say yes, yes, yes. I'm not saying yes to get rid of it. I am saying yes to experience this. I will have this toothache forever if needed. And suddenly you'll feel the toothache is there, but you're not there. The body is having the toothache, but you're not. And it's the same with everything in your life. Say a total, unconditional yes forever, and it'll pop. Gone. Finished. It may come back every now and again just to clear some things out, give you a little test, make sure it's clear. But when you say unconditional yes to anything, you're free of it. Try it.